Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. This is the fourth episode from the series Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. This is the episode for the week of January 22nd. What follows are seven quotes that are related to a specific date for this week, or at least sometime this month. They come from the variety of works published by Lewis over the years. You may have already seen a slightly different version of this on my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. The key variation is that here I'm saying the reference, while on the video version, you can notice it for yourself while I read the quotation. January 22nd. Our relation to those who trusted us only after we were proved innocent in court cannot be the same as our relation to those who trusted us all through. From the essay on obstinacy and belief. An essay in The World's Last Night, but also published in the essay collection Screwtape Proposes a Toast on January 4th, 1965. January 23rd. If good and better are terms deriving their sole meaning from the ideology of each people, then of course ideologies themselves cannot be better or worse than one another. Unless the measuring rod is independent of the things measured, we can do no measuring. From The Poison of Subjectivism, an essay published in Christian Reflections, which was first released January 23, 1967. January 24th. The human mind has no more power of inventing a new value than of planting a new sun in the sky or a new primary color in the spectrum. Also from the essay, The Poison of Subjectivism. January 25th. An accusation always implies a standard. You call a man cruel or idle because you have in mind a standard of kindness or diligence. And while you're making the accusation, you have to accept the standard as a valid one. If you begin to doubt the standard, you automatically doubt the cogency of your accusation. If nothing is certainly right, then of course it follows that nothing is certainly wrong. From the essay, De Futilitate, also published in Christian Reflections. January 26th. The very idea of freedom presupposes some objective moral law which overarches rulers and ruled alike. Subjectivism about values is eternally incompatible with democracy. We and our rulers are of one kind only so long as we are subject to one law. But if there's no law of nature, the ethos of any society is the creation of its rulers, educators, and conditioners. And every creator stands above and outside his own creation. Also from The Poison of Subjectivism. January 27th. Joy is the serious business of heaven. From Letters to Malcolm, Chapter 17, book published on January 27th, 1964. January 28th. It is no use to ask God with factious earnestness for A, when our whole mind is in reality filled with B. We must lay before him what is in us, not what ought to be in us. Also from Letters to Malcolm, Chapter 4. Thank you for listening to Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty. I hope you enjoyed the quotations shared this week and that you'll check out the books or essays by Lewis that were referenced. If you love these quotes and the ideas that Lewis brings to the world, you'll find they are even more meaningful when you read them in context. Visit my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis, if you want to see a video version of this material. I'm a strong advocate of being sure quotations credited to Lewis are really by him. In 2018, I published a book entitled The Misquotable C.S. Lewis that presented 75 quotes. One should be careful to confirm if Lewis said them, or if he did, does the isolated quote make sense without the context? I've also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. You can find links to them in the show notes. Purchasing my books are a great way to indirectly support my podcasts and YouTube video efforts and ensuring they can continue to be made freely available to all. Speaking of free, When you visit my website, EssentialCSLewis.com, you'll find early versions of most of the quotations I explore in my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. Plus, I have a Facebook group devoted to the topic. There's a link to it in the show notes, along with a link to my website. I also have a Facebook group devoted to my website that is the same name as my site, EssentialCSLewis.com. On the website, you'll find a weekly article with the quotes, and on the Facebook group, I post the quotations each day. Links to all of these, again, are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'm William O'Flaherty, and I hope you will not miss the next weekly dose of C.S. Lewis quotes, and that you'll share this show with others.